Delta Wind Farm President and CEO Mike Kraft is taking the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to court. Kraft is asking a judge to overturn the commission's approval of a Golden Valley Electric Association tariff filed last summer. He claims the tariff violates new state regulations intended to help renewable energy projects like his access the grid. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
In a brief filed earlier this month in Anchorage Superior Court, Mike Kraft says the Regulatory Commission of Alaska's approval of a tariff filed last summer by GVEA should be overturned because, he says, the tariff does not comply with regulations adopted by the state in February that were supposed to help small independent power producers like his Delta Wind Farm get access to the grid and sell electricity.
They accepted the filing that Golden Valley made. It was an illegal filing. It violates all the new regulations.
Attorney Teresa Klemmer is representing Alaska Environmental Power, the company that owns the Delta Wind Farm. Kraft is the company's managing partner.
The RCA's Regulatory Commission of Alaska approved its tariff and certain tariff sheets that were expected to implement the new rules. But what we found was that they really didn't apply the new rules at all. They just kind of did something completely different.
Kraft says GVEA's tariff, among other things, discriminates against independent power producers like him. He also says it includes unfair and excessive fees for integrating into the grid the power that his 2-megawatt wind farm near Delta Junction generates. And he says the tariff would enable GVEA to continue paying him an unfairly low price for his electricity.
I was asking for 12.5 cents.
12.5 cents per kilowatt hour, that is, about a third more than what GVEA is paying the company now.
We're paying them a little over 8 cents a kilowatt hour.
Golden Valley President and CEO Corey Borgeson stands by the tariff, which he says is fair and helps keep costs down for GVEA ratepayers. He says the utility supports renewable sources of power such as wind. He says that's why GVEA built its Eva Creek wind farm near Healy. But he says Alaska Environmental Power's price just doesn't pencil out in a way that benefits ratepayers.
It has to be at a good cost and one that's reasonable. And we have not found Alaska Environmental Power willing to come to us with a proposal that makes economic sense.
Kraft says the brief his attorneys filed with the court November 2nd lays out the case that 12.5 cents per kilowatt hour is fair. He says GVEA has underpaid his company since the Delta Wind Farm went online in 2010, and that since then the co-op's management and board of directors has shown a, quote, stubborn unwillingness to deal with him fairly. He says that's handicapped his plan to invest another $54 million to boost the Delta Wind Farm's capacity to 24 megawatts.
I can't give my electricity away because I got to finance $54 million over 20 years, and I got to maintain those turbines over 20 years, and I got to pay people to do it.
Kraft says taking his appeal to the Superior Court will add to the $100,000 he's paid over the past 4 years to argue the company's case for fair treatment before the Regulatory Commission. The commissioners finally agreed with him a year ago and issued a ruling that led to the new regulations that went into effect in February. The ruling was hailed by a state renewable energy industry group, and Klemmer says the independent power producers of Alaska have filed a friend of the court brief backing Kraft's argument.
And essentially, they were explaining why this is really a significant case before the court, because it's the first implementation of these new rules, and it has the potential to, you know, be a precedent for how the RCA is going to implement the new rules.
A Regulatory Commission spokesperson was not available last week to comment on the case. Klemmer says courtroom arguments before Judge Aaron Marston may begin in a couple of months. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.